This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer to begin will be Reverend Levi Willems of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Following the prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Teresa Flayhaven of Aberdeen. Please rise.
Gracious Heavenly Father, as we approach the end of the week, I pray that you would grant the men and women of this Senate peace and joy over things accomplished and hope to face challenges ahead. Father, grant safe travel for those traveling this weekend. And as many will be pondering this weekend, love shared between spouses, family, and friends, I pray that you will also help all to ponder love for their state and country and to be reminded of the love that you share with us every day. And may your love flow through us to others. This I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstead, Klochek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Turback, Barry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Legislative Procedure Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 21st day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, please join Senator Bartling and welcome to the Senate Gallery volunteers in Pierre for the first annual Teen Court Mock Trial Competition. Representatives from Teen Court are with us in the gallery, and their advisors, Kathy Kirby Ivey, Noreen Plumage, and Bonnie Seabright. Will everyone with Teen Court please rise and be recognized? Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. House Bill 1001, an act to revise certain provisions relating to free access to state parks and recreation areas to include certain persons with disabilities. House Bill 1066, an act to revise certain responsibilities of the Supreme Court regarding the Commission on Judicial Qualifications. House Bill 1114, an act to allow a broker to form certain business entities under certain conditions. House Bill 1115, an act to increase the education requirement for broker associate license. House Bill 1116, an act to require post-licensing education for broker associates. And House Bill 1133, an act to authorize certain specialty license plates to be placed on motorcycles. Senator Merchant? Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Courtney, who's 8. Courtney, please stand. She's going to be with us today here during session. And also, my family is up in the gallery, if they would please stand. My husband, Dan, our son, Lucas, and Parker, as you have met Parker already. So welcome them, please.
Welcome. Senator Dan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. I'm pleased to welcome my 3 daughters and my wife here to the chamber. I have my oldest daughter, Abby, and my middle daughter, Sophie, here. And I've been saving candy, so they're quite excited about finding all the good stuff in the drawers. And then up there, I have my other daughter, Mallory, and my wife, Chris, if the Senate would please welcome them.
Mr. President.
Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it's a big family day today here, obviously. My family's here as well in the gallery. My wife, Kara, my daughter, Addison, who is 5, and my son, Nicholas, who is 3. And my son, Nicholas, turned 3 about a month ago and just graduated from the Birth to 3 program.
Welcome. We'll begin then with consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Phyllis Heineman of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education.
Remarks on the appointment of Phyllis Heineman.
Mr. President.
Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, I move we defer action on the executive appointment of Phyllis Heineman and also on those portions of our calendar after the consent calendar until next Tuesday.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer action on the appointment of Phyllis Heineman and to defer action on other calendar items beyond the consent calendar until Tuesday. Remarks on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll move now to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bills 1019 and 1020 and recommends said bills do pass, and House Bill 1139 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Jason Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 49 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bills 117, 137, 145, and 163, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Gene M. Hunhoff, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1053, 1089, and 1097. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Concurrent Resolution 1008, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. And also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1104, 1188, 1203, and 1213, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
We'll move now to motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1008, a concurrent resolution expressing support for improved adolescent health and wellness by recognizing the importance of an adolescent well physical to prevent chronic diseases, help better identify and treat chronic diseases, and update immunizations.
House Bill, House Concurrent Resolution 1008 has had its first reading now. Committee referral is waived, and House Concurrent Resolution 1008 will be placed on the calendar next Tuesday.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1006, a concurrent resolution encouraging all South Dakota schools to place a sufficient number of automated external defibrillators in their facilities, at their athletic fields, and with their athletic staff, and to adopt a medical emergency response plan that includes AED use.
HCR 1006 has had a second reading and now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Our minister this afternoon asked us or prayed for joy and peace. I don't know about peace, but for us to experience joy, I think we have to continue living. That is precisely the intention of HCR 1006. It encourages all South Dakota schools to place a sufficient number of automated external defibrillators in their facilities, at their athletic fields, with their athletic staff, and to adopt a medical emergency response plan that includes AED use. This protects and preserves life, and ask for your concurrence.
Thank you, Senator. Excuse me. Further remarks on HCR 1006? Seeing none, the question is, HCR 1006, Senator Dempster's motion that the Senate do concur. Those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dulla. Adelstein. Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos. Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom. Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Hunstead. Unhoff.
Aye.
Jurstead. Klocek. Knutson. Maher. Merchant.
Aye.
Miles. Nelson. Nesselhoff. Nordstrom. Olson. Peterson. Roden. Schmidt. Thiessen. Turbeck Ferry. Valley. Okay. You threw me there. Mr. President, there are 32 ayes and 3 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of members elect. Motion carries, and HCR 1006 is concurred in. Are there any other motions or resolutions? If not, then we'll move to item 9, consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Commerce on Senate Bill 98, as found on page 389 of the Senate Journal, also Education on Senate Bill 106, as found on page 384 of the Senate Journal, also Judiciary on Senate Bill 123, as found on page 385 of the Senate Journal, also Education on Senate Bill 140, as found on page 384 of the Senate Journal, also Commerce on Senate Bill 178, as found on page 390 of the Senate Journal, also Commerce on House Bill 1058, as found on page 390 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1104, an act to authorize a sentencing court to impose consecutive revocations of hunting, fishing, or trapping privileges under certain conditions. House Bill 1188, an act to require 5% of the qualified electors in one half of the counties sign initiative and referendum petitions. House Bill 1203, an act to limit asbestos-related liabilities for certain successor corporations. House Bill 1213, an act to allow school districts to enter into group health insurance contracts that include dental and vision insurance, and to allow school districts to offer group life and group health insurance benefits to retired employees.
For those of you in the gallery, the secretary just read the titles to a number of bills that have passed the House, and now they're coming over to be considered by the Senate as well. They must pass both houses before they may be considered. The first step is to refer them to a committee. So those bills she just read are being referred to the following committees for their recommendation: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bill 1104; to Education, House Bill 1213; to Judiciary Committee, House Bill 1203, and to State Affairs Committee, House Bill 1188. Second reading of consent calendar item.
Pursuant to Senate Rule 6-1, the President removed House Bill 1094 from the consent calendar.
House Bill 1094 is going to require a two-thirds vote, and so it's being removed from the consent calendar. It'll be placed on Tuesday's calendar.
House Bill 1063, an act to revise certain brand registration provisions concerning out-of-state brands on cattle sold in the livestock inspection area. House Bill 1095, an act to include the improper influence of a real estate appraisal by a real estate licensee to the acts constituting unprofessional conduct. House Bill 1100, an act to revise where business records of insurance producers may be maintained. House Bill 1124, an act to prohibit improper influence regarding real estate appraisals.
Those four House bills, which the Secretary just read, were reported back by the committees with a unanimous recommendation of due pass. And so the Senate is going to vote on all four with one vote. No debate is allowed, only questions for clarification. Does any member have any question about any of the four consent calendar items? Hearing none, the question is the four consent calendar items. As your name is called, those in favor of the items say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein. Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson-Tom. Hanson-Gary.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim. And Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstead, Kochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrom, Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Heisen.
Aye.
Turbeck-Berry. Turbeck-Berry. Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30. Oh. Mr. President, there are 32 ayes and 3 excused.
So the consent calendar items have received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and are declared passed. Absent any questions, the titles are deemed correct.
Okay. I guess we go to announcements.
That concludes our consent calendar, and all other items have been deferred until Tuesday. Are there any announcements? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got good news and bad news. The good news for the body is I'm termed out. The bad news, there's going to be another senator following me, my granddaughter, Grace.
Welcome, Grace. Senator Heideprin.
I just thought I should point out that young Grace may have a primary on her hands with Gene Abdallah's other grandchild, son John, right here.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Hearing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Bartling moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? The motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Have a good weekend.